From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Yeah. welcome to another fun-filled episode of the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Mayhem.
Yeah. Episode 132. Can you believe that?
It just seems like a really big number. Damn. I don't, you know, I guess when it's something fun, though, it doesn't ever seem like it's a lot to do, so
yeah,
it goes by fast.
Evidently.
It's not like crazy work where you sit there and you're like, oh my God, how's it only been 10 fucking minutes?
I know. Isn't it weird how like on your days off, time just flies so fast? And then at work, you're like...
Like by Friday, it was like I was doing awesome.
And it's like, okay, it's 8 o'clock. Okay, cool.
And you like do and stuff
you're
like
doing
like
a
busy
ton of stuff. And
then
like
you like, you look at the clock.
Look at the clock and
like,
it's only 5 after.
5 minutes. Oh God, I'm going to die.
Right?
Yeah.
Today is never going
to
end.
And then there's other days where you have so much you have to get done. And you look at the clock twice, you're like, what the fuck? I'm supposed to leave in 10 minutes? That's not possible. I'm not leaving today on time. God damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, I set my alarm this morning for 6 a.m. I didn't get out of bed until 8:15. I'm supposed to be to work at 9.
See, once my alarm goes off, I can't sleep through it. It just drives me crazy.
Dude, I don't hear it. I swear to God, I don't hear it.
You need the alarm clock that we have that you can hear, like, literally, if it's upstairs, you can hear it downstairs, like, clear as a bell. It's, like, fucking annoying. It's like a sonic one. It's just insane.
Wow.
So, you guys just got done hearing Bust New?
Love them. Double and S, double D, double O.
I love the fact that they're double D, double O.
Right?
It just makes
double
me smile.
S, double D, double O.
Well, the double D, double O. Double S can be fun. I'm not sure how.
Sex?
Slip and slide. Those guys are the Missoula.
The song was Silence is Death.
Which I guess could be true.
Yeah, sometimes getting the silent treatment it's not good. It's very uncomfortable. Yes.
I can't do the silent treatment.
It depends on how pissed I am.
I have to be really mad not to talk to people because I talk generally a lot and fast. I mean, like one of those ones like 300 words per second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But blessed doom, they've been together since 2005.
Yes, we love these guys. You can check out more about them on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation and Facebook have everything. If you can't find it there, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, right.
Except every once in a while you find bands that are only on MySpace.
Or Google.
Bands can be on Google.
What?
They can be on Google.
Yeah, yeah. Google does all sorts of stuff fancy.
Google knows everything.
Google knows all. It controls
it's
all.
It's like Bing. Bing.
Bing.
I saw a report that somebody was trying to hack sex dolls so that they can make them kill everybody. And I'm like,
oh my God, how sad would that be to die by your sex doll? It's not lonely and sad enough.
I just now want to see a movie about sex dolls attacking. I'm like,
it could be a softcore porn.
Well, yeah, because some horror movies, that's what they focus on. You know, like Halloween, the new Halloween, of course, the sisters upstairs and having sex and you get to see her boobs and everything and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, that's horror and nudity go together, you know, because
well, you got to see the body, you got to see the guts and the gore and the blood, yeah. And you got to see where it's coming from.
So I could just
and if it wouldn't and, it, and a sex doll, it's like you could see her boobs and it wouldn't make a difference, right?
I could just imagine this, like you're sleeping and all of a sudden you hear something in your window and you open the door and there's like a yard full of sex dolls and they just got that surprised look on their face and their mouth's open but they're terrifying at the same time. They got a knife and you're like, what the fuck?
And they're zombies.
And yeah, I just
oh my God. I pictured a different kind of scary movie. I thought the idea of you're in the middle of fucking your sex doll and that surprised look goes to them murdering you.
That would be terrifying.
And that would be terrifying enough. It'd be nothing like you're getting your jollies and all of a sudden your sex doll turns crazy and stabs you to death with their penis or something, you know.
Oh.
Or, whoa. I don't know. What kind of adaptions do they have for these things? I don't know.
Honey, I have no idea.
I've seen some of the, like, they have some pretty good looking ones that are actually almost human looking. But still, they always have that same surprise look on their face. Yeah. And how sad would that be to die by someone that looking at you like that? If I ever get killed, the murderer better not have that look on his face. Or her face.
Like, I'm getting the money shot and that just went somewhere. Anyways.
Don't forget the glitter.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, now that image is there for you.
Think about that. Sex dolls.
Yeah.
Killing
everybody. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Different ways you can die with a sex doll. It's awesome.
Yay. Send us your ideas. We want to know.
Maybe we can get a, like, one of those film festivals to make this movie for us. We'll just like...
Maybe we could make this movie for us.
We could turn ourselves into sex dolls and we can kill people?
I don't know. It could be a low budget. It'd be fine.
Be a low budget softcore porn.
Buy a shit ton of fucking sex dolls.
Have you seen the price on good sex dolls?
They're expensive.
They're like thousands of dollars, dude.
Yeah, I'm not saying the good ones. I'm saying the ones with the...
Oh, yeah, the blow up her face. Oh, my God, a blow up doll. Like, beat the death of the blow up doll.
Wow, we're going to make this happen. All right, we're going to get back into the music now while we plot out our sex doll murder spree. The Morning Static, their song Continental Breakfast.
These guys are out of Billings, Montana. They were formed in 2016. Their first EP is entitled Biscuits and Gravy, and that was released on the 25th of 2017. So just recently. Yeah.
So give it a listen. Tell us what you guys think.
Yeah, yeah. Here you go. This is The Morning Static with Continental Breakfast on the Mistress's Menu with Montana Metal.
Mike from Endeavor, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Montana Metal with the Mistresses of Mayhem. That was some Engage the Unseen.
Out of Billings, Montana.
Yep. With their song, Engage the Unseen.
They're no longer Engage the Unseen, though.
Nope. Unfortunately, they are, yeah. The lead singer left, and they were trying to make it work. But, you know, sometimes things don't work, and people don't release things and whatnot.
It sometimes just happens.
Politics.
You got to change a name, and it works out, though. I mean,
yeah, we're going to get Fear Our Future from the members, some of the members of Engage the Unseen. So we're looking forward to seeing what they can bring to the metal rock scene in Montana and the world.
A lot of the band members are the same. So if you enjoy Engage the Unseen, definitely check out Fear Our Future.
You're going to have Andrew, Carter, Tell, Danny, and Corey in that. And they're still going to be based out of Billings, Montana. So they're an alternative metal band. And it's going to be awesome, awesome, I'm sure. And we can't wait to hear what they bring to the
I'm just saying, table. Anyone now that has Engaged and seen merch, it is now, you know, collectible.
It's rare and it's collectible. Hold on to it.
Hold on to it. If it's signed, even better.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, so October 7th, speaking of Billings, over that way, there is going to be a great CD release party. On October 7th, Endeavor is going to release their brand new CD.
That is fantastic. That's something that you should definitely go and try and check out for Shizzle.
It shouldn't be hard. You should be able to find them on Facebook, Reverb Nation.
YouTube.
Truth and Lies.
Truth and Lies is their brand new EP that's coming out. So,
yay!
Whoop, whoop.
So, if you're in the Billings area, definitely check out the CD release party October 7th.
Yeah.
Just coming up, 10 days later?
Yep. Genesis Company, who is a melodic hardcore band, they are going to be going to Kalispell all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. So you should check that out as well. They're also going to be with other bands. We're not sure exactly who yet, but we will keep you posted on that one. Speaking of Kalispell, let's move over to the Kalispell area. And we're going to check out some Throne of Malediction with This Tangled Life.
Originally set up in 2006. You got Eric.
Yeah.
You know, it's a band that you won't forget the members' names.
Right?
You can see them on, or he see him, YouTube, Facebook, Bandcamp.
All right, check it out. And we're going to introduce you to This Tangled Life. Mistresses of Mayhem, Montana Metal.
Now it's time to go. just got done listening to some Judgment Hammer with their song Kill or Be Killed. Judgment Hammer is out of Missoula. Those guys have been together since 2004. That's like longer than most marriages.
It is.
Judgment Hammer has band members Dustin, Sid, Terrell, and Jared. Those guys are very highly influenced by 80s thrash metal. Such members like Metallica and other things like that.
Are you threatening to poke me?
She's threatening me.
If
you guys want to, you can download Montana Metal episodes from metallocal.com.
MrsMayhem.com.
Either one.
Listen to some past shows.
Check out some of the things we've done in the past so you know what we're willing to do in the future. Yeah. Almost everything.
Twice if it's fun.
Okay, if it's really fun, it'll be more than twice, but beside that.
Make sure you guys check out Metal United. Metal United's got lots of cool gear for you, so you can also get them for your band. They're great to work with. Check them out. You can check them out on Facebook, follow it to their website. Check the Montana Metal's Facebook page for more information on that. Gonna get back into the music now. We're going to be playing you some Resurgence with their song The Accuser, which formerly was when they were Vengeance. They like to keep things interesting. So they are going to be, or they have already made the move over to becoming a Washington metal band. Travis and Dalton, still here in Montana, but they're going to be performing more out of Washington. Just easier for them to find members to their band. They live up in Kalispell. It's not as populated, so I see their struggles. So we wish them the best in their adventure in becoming a new Washington metal band. So good luck, guys. You can still follow them on Facebook. And, of course, they've got a Facebook group called Resurgence Army. Best of luck to Resurgence. This is The Accuser by Resurgence on Montana Metal.
Drew! Close my mind.
All right, that was some Cadman with their song. Whatever it happens to you when they're playing it live.
That changes every time.
Well, it does. That's, I'm not being sarcastic. Ish.
She's kind of a little bit
but that's what it is. It's a song. It's just whatever they depend or decide to call it while they were playing it live. No longer together.
Sad face.
Band formally comprised. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yes.
Composed.
Comprised.
Anyways, former band members used to be Corey, and Jared.
There you go.
Even though they're gone, we still love their music, and we always hold out hope that one day they shall return. They did. They did do a reunion show not too long ago, so we'll hold out hope that maybe one day we'll get another one.
And sometimes it just takes having time to play together again that they realize they love each other and miss each other. And
or you realize there was a reason why you guys broke up.
You know, it's band members are like exes. Sometimes you see them and you're like, oh, I miss you, and went up and hug them. And other ones you see them, you're like, oh, I miss you, and you run the other way.
Right.
You know, like, I miss you. Like, oh my God, I thought you were dead because I've been pretending you're dead. And you're being alive.
Oh,
makes
I missed
think,
you.
Shit, like, with my
go
car.
Run and grab my, go grab my gun.
Right?
Just
there's only a few of them. Not many.
Yeah.
We want to thank you guys for tuning in and listening to some awesome metal bands or Montana bands that we get to bring for you to you each and every week. We hope that you guys are supporting them by going out to their shows and checking them out on Reverb Nation and Facebook. The more you guys listen to them online and see them live will increase their chances of more people being exposed to them. So help their numbers grow by supporting them. Click like on their social media pages. They're on all of them. Everybody's on Instagram. Everybody's on Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Find them.
Really like them.
YouTube.
Buy the album.
Buy their music. Tell them where they need to come. That's like
that's,
still the greatest.
If you buy the music, that tells them where they need to go.
Yep. And they may not come directly to your town, but they'll come within so many miles. We travel all the time. You guys can do it too.
Absolutely.
So get out and support your local scene and the bands that you love so that they can
have shenanigans on the way down there. Don't
make
it boring.
An adventure. Right. Have some fun. Going to a concert is the road trip.
Right.
You're just looking
what road are we going to take down there this time?
Like, what places should we stop
at? What obnoxious things should we do? Should we be adults? No, let's not be adults. Let's be fucking obnoxious the entire way. Not obnoxious enough to harm anybody else, but to annoy. There's a difference.
We just might walk by you at a rest stop and bark at you.
And flip you off. And
I don't tend to flip people off because they take that as a hate, baby.
I just like to go through drive-thrus and order a diet water and ask for it to go.
Right. Have fun. Support
asking
music and
for
have
things
fun.
To go and a drive through just fun. Makes them look at you like really
what?
Really.
What? I want to go.
I want to go.
Come on, let's go.
Got shit to do, buddy. You're stuck here for the next 8 hours. But I
swear to God, if this diet water has any calories, I'm just going to be so mad.
Back there, that ice better be fat free too. order a diet water.
You know what I would do? I would drop it in a thing of grease just to piss the person off. This is why I don't do drive-thru. That's why they don't allow me to do drive-thru. Like, I'm lucky they let me work at the Public.
Right.
No, diet water has to come bottled.
Hello.
I would charge you 3 times as much. Like, that's $30, man. And drunk person would be like, yeah, all right, that's a good
all
deal.
Right, sounds sweet. All right. Be sure to tune in next week when we get to play some Stranded by Choice, Switch Off Safety, and much, much more for you. Mr. Oisey saying thank you very much for tuning in. And we hope that you will definitely check out all the bands.
And this is Mr. Zancy saying, get out, try to do something fun with your life. Remember, it is what you make of it.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, check out the website, make requests, and submit your music at mistressesofmayhem.com.
Mm-hmm.
And support your metal scene, people. Do it.
Yeah. And if you guys want to check out any shows that are coming up, check out Montana Metal's Facebook page. Mistress of Mayhem will share them too. But Montana Metal is your number one source for all the upcoming events in our area, so you never have a reason to be bored.
Yay.
Yay.
You can be bored. It's just not our fault.
Yep. It's your fault. We're going to play some Shermana with Black Knight, White Sky to close out the show.
Because Shermana is a fun name to say.
We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week.
And thanks, Sean, of course.
Yes. Sean, thank you for letting us play on mtradio.net. Check out mtradio.net for all that is awesome and awesome-er.
Awesomest.
Royce, he's like, I speak good English.
I do. All right. Shermana's out of Missoula, Montana.
They're formed in 2009, and they describe themselves as post-metal atmospheric sludge metal with heavy, mournful lamentations of a world determined to kill its mother.
Their poor mother.
Super dark, super deep. But, yeah, awesome, awesome band. Anyway, this is Shermana, Black Knight, White Sky, Mistresses of Mayhem.
We'll be right back. You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.